This is fresh air. The novelist Henry James famously said that the words summer afternoon were the two most beautiful words in the English language. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says that the words summer reading would be a close second. Here's her review of two new novels that she thinks are great summer reading.
It's time for some escape reading. Let's take off for the coast, both coasts, in fact, and get some temporary relief from the heat and everything else that's swirling around in the air. Lindsay Lynch's luscious debut novel, Do Tell, is set not in the roiling Hollywood of today, but in the golden age of the 30s and 40s, when studio moguls could keep an iron lid on all manner of unrest and scandal. Lynch's main character, Edie O'Dair, is in the business of ferreting out what the studios would rather keep hidden. A flame-haired character actress, Edie has been boosting her paycheck by working as a source for one of Hollywood's leading gossip columnists, Poppy St. John, a.k.a. the Tinseltown Tattler. But as Edie creeps close to 30 and her contract with the mighty FWM movie studio is about to expire, fate throws her a lifeline. A young starlet confides in Edie that she was assaulted by a leading man at one of those Day of the Locust-type Hollywood parties. Edie wants justice for the starlet, but she also wants security for herself. Ultimately, she leverages the scandalous story to land a gossip column of her own. For the rest of her career, Edie has to walk a line. If she dishes too much dirt on the stars, the studio gates will slam shut in her face. Lynch also deftly walks a line here between telling a blunt Me Too story and serving up plenty of Turner Classics movie glamour. Edie herself is a more morally conflicted version of Hedda Hopper and Luella Parsons, the real-life gossip queens who were widely known as the two most feared women in Hollywood. In her best lines, Edie also channels the wit of a Dorothy Parker. Recalling one of the vapid roles she played as an actress, Edie says, "The costume I wore had more character development than I did." Do Tell could have used some trimming of its Cecil B. DeMille-sized cast, but its unsettling central story dramatizes just how far the tentacles of the old studio system intruded into every aspect of actors' lives. Dwyer Murphy's novel, The Stolen Coast, would make a perfect noir, especially if Golden Age idols Robert Mitchum and Jane Greer could be resurrected to play the leads. There's a real out-of-the-past vibe to this moody tale of a femme fatale who returns to trouble the life of the guy she left behind and perhaps set him up for a final fall. The Stolen Coast takes place in the present, in Onset, Massachusetts, a down-at-its-heels village with a harbor shaped like a teardrop and two-room cottages you could rent by the month, week, or night. Our main character and narrator is Jack Betancourt, a Harvard-educated lawyer nicknamed the Ferryman because he makes his money ferrying people on the run into new lives. While his clients' false IDs and backstories are being hammered out, Jack stows them away in those vacation cottages around town. Jack's dad, a former spy, is his business partner. One evening, to Jack's surprise, Elena turns up at the local tiki lounge. Elena's backstory makes Crooked Jack seem like Dudley Do-Right. Some 7 years earlier, Elena left town and forged her way into law school. Now she's engaged and about to make partner, but no matter. Elena has her eyes on some diamonds that her boss has stashed in the safe of his vacation home nearby. Naturally, Elena needs Jack's help for the heist. Murphy has the lonely saxophone notes of noir down cold in his writing. Here, for instance, is a passage where Jack reflects on how the villagers feed off his bored stowaways. A great deal of the local economy was formed around time, how to use it up, how to save it, how to conceive of its passage. For every new arrival we ran, it often seemed there were three or four or five civilians sniffing around to learn what they could offer in the way of distraction or diversion. Drugs, cards, food, sex, companionship, fishing equipment. It's surprising to me that Jack, who clearly has a poetic sensibility, doesn't mention books in that list. For many of us readers, books, like the two I've just talked about here, are the most reliable diversion of them all.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Do Tell by Lindsay Lynch and The Stolen Coast by Dwyer Murphy. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews about how fungi have led and are leading to the near extinction of some plants and animals, or our interview with actor Timothy Oliphant, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to read about what's happening behind the scenes of our show, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Chaloner directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross. Thank you.